See, what is worship? What is worship, Lord? See, it's more than just a sound. It's more than just pretty singing. It's more than those things. Worship is an attitude of the heart. It's a place where the heart comes into agreement with God. It's a place where the heart reaches out to extend itself in love, to bring honor unto Him, to bring a holiness unto Him, to give unto Him that which He's already set up and ordained for this moment and this time. To bring Him an affection. I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord Jesus. I thank You, Lord, that as we come into this place, even just singing before You, even just standing before You, Lord, that we can come into a trueness of worship, Lord. Father, that we can come into a trueness of worship, Lord. For it is a sound of our heart that is worship. It is a sound of our heart and our affection set on You that is worship, Lord. I thank You, Lord Jesus, that there is a sound in our heart, Lord. Lord, let the sound in our heart, Lord, begin to worship You. Let the sound in our heart, Father, begin to stand in unity with You, to stand in obedience to Your word. Set our eyes and fix our eyes upon You. Fix our hearts upon You, Lord. Father, that we would stand in this place, Lord, and we would desire to know You. That we would desire to know of Your goodness and of Your grace. That we would desire, Lord, to stand and come before You, a holy and separate people, Lord. A peculiar people, Lord, that are desiring to see You. Father, that You would grant us that desire, Lord, to see Your magnificence in this house, Lord. To see Your magnificence in this day. I thank You, Lord, that You would grant us the desire of our heart, Lord, to know You. We purpose to know You, my God. We purpose to see You, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, let Your worship flow. Let Your worship flow. Let Your worship flow. Let Your worship flow. I still have this other mic right here, and then I believe there's somebody who's supposed to come and who's supposed to pray, who's supposed to join in on this prayer. There's a worship in your heart today. There's an intercession in your heart today. Oh Lord, there's an intercession in our heart. Let that intercession go forth. Let our hearts rejoice in the goodness of Your love. Let our hearts rejoice in the fullness of Your love this day. We worship You, my Lord. We worship You, my Lord. We desire You. Holy, holy, my Lord. Holy, holy, my Lord.
Let Your voice be heard, Lord. Let Your voice be heard. We hunger for You, Lord. We deeply hunger for You, Lord. Set apart us from the world. We hungry for You. We hungry for You. We hungry for You.
Yes, Lord. We desire to know You. We desire, Lord, to stand in the holiness of Your presence. We desire to come into that habitation, that dwelling, Father, that secret place with you. We desire, Lord, to come and to love upon you, to behold you, to see you face to face, Lord. We desire to become like you, my God, to look into that mirror of your grace, to look into that mirror of your liberty, Father, to reside, Father, in that place with you.
Just you and me. Just me and you. Just you and me. We hunger for you. We hunger for you. We bring the heart of worship, Lord. It's our whole heart. The worship is from our heart, Lord. We want to bless you. We want to bless you this morning, Lord.
Yes. We want to bless you, Lord. We want to bless you, Lord. We draw near to you. We purpose to see you, Lord. We set our eyes to see you. Invade this place with your holiness. Thank you for the opportunity to approach you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence, to love on you, to worship you, to slide into that tent of mercy, Lord. To come into a communion, Lord, face to face. Father, not a communion of tradition, Father, but a communion of heart, a communion of mind, as we put on the mind of Christ, Lord, a communion of redemption and strength, a unity one to another, in the pursuit of you. We thank you, my Jesus, that in this moment, Lord, we can touch you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the people you are looking for, you are seeking for, Lord. We worship you with spirit and truth. Let us be found by you, Lord. May your heart be rejoiced over us. And may you singing over us too, Lord. Not just we singing to you, but you singing over us. We praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. take us to the deep, deep, deep call. Deep, deeper. Let the river of love wash us. Let the river of love wash us. Clean us. Refresh us.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You say it with me, Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus, draw near to me.
Jesus.
Draw near to me as I draw near to you.
Yes, Jesus.
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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Chris, you really ready now, buddy? Times to flow with a particular agenda. Then there are times that you just allow God to minister, the Holy Spirit to minister. He so wants us to just be abandoned in His presence. To be abandoned to Him. To allow Him to just move in us, move into us. But first we have to come to a place of surrender. We have to surrender our agenda. We have to surrender our design. We have to be willing for Him to extend His grace toward us. And see, that word abandoned can be difficult for some people because they experienced abandonment. But that's not the kind of abandonment I'm talking about. I'm talking about an abandonment that says, I no longer care what everything else is about. I want to know You today, Lord. An abandonment of the world system and the world agenda, to where those things aren't no longer our focus, but the enjoyment of His presence, the enjoyment of who He is, the drawing in of who He is. See, it's when we can be open and honest and forthright before Him, when we can be vulnerable to Him. That's what finds favor in His sight. I'm Moses turned aside at a burning bush to see, what is this? And I'm telling you that greater than that is here today. Greater than that burning bush is here today. For the very essence of God is here for you if you will turn aside, look into what He's doing. And Lord, I just thank You that in this moment that we can hear You, that we can see You, that we can turn aside into this presence, that we can turn aside to know an awesome God. Pour forth of Your majesty, Lord. Pour forth of Your majesty. Thank You, my Jesus. Pour forth of Your presence, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pour forth of that peace, Father, that comes from standing with You. Thank You, Lord. Father, where everything around us is submitted to You. Everything around us is submitted into Your presence, to Your glory. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, for the understanding of Your peace, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for the understanding of Your peace. Thank You, my Lord. Lord, an understanding of the hunger that You have for us, Father. The hunger that You have for us, Father. To know, Lord, that we are Your desire. To know that in all of Your strength, Lord, that we are Your weakness, Father. To know, Lord, that all of what we have, we can be vulnerable to You. And in that vulnerability, You can move. In that vulnerability, You can testify of Your strength, of Your goodness, of Your grace, that we can share a communion with You. We can share of Your love, of Your intimacy, that we can share with You, Lord, of Your faith. Thank You, Lord, for the healing represented in Your faith. Thank You for the healing, Lord. Represented in all that You do. Thank You, my Lord. That Your mercy is renewed every morning. Your mercy and grace are renewed every morning, Lord. Father, that sorrows are washed away. That pain and grief are washed away in the joy of knowing You. And in joy of rejoicing in Your presence. They're washed away, Lord. And the awesomeness of who You are. Father, we thank You. We thank You, Father, that we can stand in the place of anointing with You. The place of communion and fellowship with you. That we can fellowship underneath that tent, your covering. Lord, that there's healing, Lord, in your wings. There's healing for our heart, healing for our soul. There's healing, Lord, a mighty healing in your presence. It's healing for our body, healing for our emotions, Lord, that our emotions can be stayed as we place our eyes upon you. Thank you, my Jesus. Thank you, my Jesus. It's your love, your light, Lord, pours forth in this hour. Thank you that it awakens. It awakens something in us, Lord. It awakens a passion within us. It awakens a response within us. Great is your glory. Great is the manifestation of your glory, Lord. Praise your holiness. Lord, we celebrate you, for you are justice. You are truth. You are the source of our righteousness. Lord, that we can worship you. Lord, that we don't have to serve performance. We don't have to serve performance, Lord. We can serve you. See, last week when I got up here, and it was time for me to share a message, all I really wanted to do was just weep. Because the presence of the Lord was so sweet and so wonderful upon me in that moment. I just wanted to weep in His presence. But not knowing exactly what it was that he wanted or why it was that I felt this way, I chose to just go into the things that were expected. I chose the performance. And while good things can happen in that, it's not the thing that God really, really wanted done. The 30-fold, the acceptable is one thing, but God's best is a whole nother thing. We have to step out past our own limitations and our own barriers, our own strongholds, our own inhibitions, to grab a hold of something that's more, to grab hold of something that's greater than anything that we've ever been before, anything that we've ever known or experienced before. To step out and grab a hold of something that represents a freedom. To step hold and grab a hold of something that represents His perfect will in our life. There is an anointing. There is an anointing that God wants to do in each and every person's life. Because the testimony of Jesus is within you. The greatness of His presence, that very kingdom of God. For Paul said that the Lord had been pleased, the Father was pleased to reveal the Son in him. And that's not limited to this Paul. It's time for us as a church to rise up and realize that the Son of God is being revealed in all of us to the degree that we'll let Him. That the Son of God is there within us. That the very kingdom, the very thing that we seek to know is within us when we'll approach Him. And with that realization comes the realization that the reign of the enemy is at an end. Because greater is He who is in us than he who is in this world. So the world may say the devil made me do it. But the truth is, he doesn't have that power. He doesn't have that authority. We just have to know more of Him. We have to know more of the Lord Jesus Christ and His authority that's in us. So Lord, today, we purpose to know You, to know You, Your authority, Your dunamis power within us. We purpose to be overcomers, Lord, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We purpose, Father, to overcome by the realization of who You are. And realization that we don't have to perfect this thing. We just have to believe, Lord, in the seed that's been planted within us. We have to believe in that power of that seed that's been planted within us. We have to believe, Father, in that life, Lord, that's within us. Today we purpose to believe in that life. Today we purpose to believe in that seed. Today we purpose to believe in the purpose that You've set before us. The vision that You've set before us. Father, I thank You that You're greater than our past. You're greater than our past. It doesn't matter where we came from, Lord. It doesn't matter what we've done, what we used to do, even what we're still doing, Lord. It only matters how much we're willing to pursue You, how much we're willing to give You this day, how much we're willing, Lord, to reach out and say, Lord, I don't need this anymore. I want more of You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, that there's no condemnation in Your kingdom. There's no condemnation in Your kingdom. Only Your ultimate plan for our life. And the extension of Your grace to allow us to get there. Hallelujah. Lord, we choose to embrace you. We choose to embrace you. We choose to embrace your victory in our life. For you are the sum of our victory. You are the purpose. Your fellowship, your communion is a purpose in our life, Lord. We choose to embrace you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just yield to you. Amen and amen.